it's still on the timer, so they go off at 10?
Yes, the timer has been...
The timer's good.
Timer's good. The timer is locked up, so nobody can get to it to change it. So the lights should go off at 10 o'clock, yes.
Oh, I'll pass on to the night shift sergeants that after 10 when the lights are off, it should be cleared in it.
Yep.
What does our noise resolution say, Harold? Can you look into that? When is noise a problem? Because I don't know if 10 o'clock is the appropriate time. You know, parks in Lucas County are sunrise to sunset. Right, 10 o'clock is dark, and 10 o'clock in the winter is 6 hours after dark. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder what the noise resolution says.
Well, we put lights in, though, for purpose so people could play in the dark. So yeah. Sunset is not a good option.
No.
Yeah, the noise resolution, I don't think, has actual times.
It does. You can't start construction before 7 a.m. I'd just like to know that.
Okay.
I'd like to be consistent.
Okay.
I wish it was 6:30.
Through the sunset at 9 o'clock.
Construction right.
6:30, yeah.
During it should start earlier than 7.
No, it should start at 7, not at 6:30.
I think it says 7. But.
I think Eastern during the summer it's 6:30, and then I think during the rest of the year it's 7 for starting construction.
Okay. Thank you, Harold. Sorry to interrupt.
Monclova units and air traffic units are still watching Strayer Road for the commercial vehicles. That was reported being used by semis and commercial trucks. But we're still keeping an eye on the traffic units when they're on. And then Monclova units, both day and night shift. Mostly day shift. According to Lieutenant, we're also still monitoring traffic in Crimson Hollow. Regarding speeding complaints, the traffic grant crews have been made aware. And then also, not from the lieutenant this morning, I think it was a web form submission we had one for, it was Pinafore and Talon. Another speeding complaint in the morning. I had both our grant crew and my global crew out there this morning. It's a T-section school bus stop. But they didn't report anybody coming through it today.
Of course, right? That's how it works.
When we're there, they're not. And that's the updates I have from Lieutenant Beach.
Any questions? Any questions? Oh, Tom.
That's why I'm here.
Welcome.
I'm here.
Yes.
You had mentioned monitoring traffic on Strayer Road, large 18-wheelers. I just want to restate it, I guess. I live right on 3241, the first house. Closest to Salisbury. Anyway, we typically, it's mid-morning and then later afternoon, and it's many times it's the big prime trucks that are going up and down there. So just, and I know there's only one of you for the whole township, but when you have the chance, keep watching. Get those guys. They're wrecking our roads.
You said mid-morning and late afternoon?
Yeah. That's typically when you see them.
Tom, has it gotten any worse since they closed 20A at 475?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking that part of it might be that.
Yeah, it could be part of it, sure. When, by the way, what is that a scheduled opening of that? Is it this year or next year?
It's going to be a while.
Well, good answer, yes. He must be a politician.
No, I thought the bridge was going to be back open.
It's, yeah, November.
Right,
it was
like
90
days.
It was a four-month closure that they had for that.
4 months, okay.
They're going to open the roadway, but they're still working on the construction. I don't know if they're on any delays right now, but it's supposed to be sometime in November.
Well, that's still a while.
It still looks pretty construction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it mostly traffic from Strayer, or from Maumee Western coming up Strayer, not coming off of Salisbury?
Most of the time it's, yes, off of Salisbury. Once in a while from 28.
So Salisbury South?
Yes. Correct.
And when you say late afternoon, like rush hour 5-ish?
No, it's before that. I would say 3, 4 o'clock somewhere there.
Time
it could be any time, but that's when I see the notice. And I'm retired, so I'm outside a lot.
Happy hour starts about 3:30, doesn't it?
Oh, no. 5 o'clock.
Okay. 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
Is there a weight limit on that road? On Strayer?
Well, it's, you know, that I brought it up last meeting. Mm-hmm. The sign that's up there, I think it says no through traffic. That really isn't going to... Well, it isn't doing any good, obviously, but if there was something about weight limit or something, and I think, Harold, you said it's state statutes, the type of road, the sign that goes up.
Weight limits are another whole thing. They can't just arbitrarily set a reduced weight limit on a road.
Can I put a sign of my own up out there? I can get a big 4x8 sheet of plywood. Slow down.
So... Weight limits are another, just a completely different thing. That usually has to do with a bridge or something that's subpar. Because the roads are designed to accommodate an 80,000-pound truck.
That's pretty big, I think. I don't know. Anyway, you know, that sign that's there, I don't think is very effective.
Well, I believe this. It should say no through trucks. I believe maybe it says
it might. Traffic, I'm not sure,
but anyway.
And hopefully in November it clears itself up.
Wishful thinking.
Okay.
Yes, I would hope so. Let's be positive.
Any other questions then for Sergeant First? Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Get you in and out quickly.
I appreciate that.
Okay. We're going to go back to the agenda. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda for tonight?
I would like to add open house discussion under new business tonight and keep it on the agenda under old business until it happens, October 14th. So I make a motion to add open house discussion under new business.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And was there any additions or corrections? We actually had two meetings in the month of September. This is actually the third meeting. The first meeting on September 5th was our regular scheduled meeting, 2023. And we also had a special meeting on September 12th, 2023. So is there any corrections or additions to the minutes that were submitted to us by our fiscal officer?
No.
I don't have any.
Need a motion.
I was wondering.
I need to. I move to approve the minutes for September 5th and September 12th as presented by our fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Okay.
I can also move to approve the bills as presented by our fiscal officer, totaling $159,506.67.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes. Short on that, isn't it? It's like I'm waiting for the third name to get called. Gavin, do we have any correspondence?
No correspondence.
No correspondence. Fiscal offers report. I think you've got a couple stuff here for us, Gavin.
I do. Every year, the county prepares two different resolutions, one for the advance of taxes collection and the other for accepting the amounts and rates. So it's the standard ones that they give us. So I have two different ones that need approved.
I move to approve resolution. There might need to be some discussion on this because when Trudy was reviewing them, they're typed with all three trustees' names and...
Yeah, we'll...
Cross one out?
We'll, yeah. Okay. That's just how it comes, so we'll correct it for the final version.
Okay. I move to approve resolution 0918-2023-01, request for advance of taxes collected, and I move to approve resolution 0918-2023-02, resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Okay. We're moving right along. Old business. Our legal counsel is not here tonight. So, Harold?
I do not have anything new on residential TIF updates.
Second thing under O business is park improvement updates.
As requested, I have reached out to the Bureau Group to work with us to put together a master plan for 5 years out for the parks, and I have a meeting with Kent Bureau on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock.
O business, administration, fire department, building updates / remodeling.
I have that on my memo. I have asked Kent Bureau for a proposal on that, and we will be discussing that on Wednesday morning as well.
You know, I brought it up in the working session, but that building is still for sale on Monclover Road. Between our two current buildings, since we haven't made progress rehabbing this, we might maybe as we plan, maybe during that strategic plan, buildings will come up. So I'll leave it on my think list. I'm going to make a think list, Gavin. There.
So, anything, ideas, Harold, how we can try to move that along a little quicker? I know we had a bid. Everybody thought it was too high for, is this correct, Harold? I think in May, that for the remodel for the apartment, and we asked for approval. At that time, it was brought back that people assumed that was too high of a bid. I think we might need to go back and review that again as far as the first proposal and what
right.
They were offering.
It wasn't a bid. It was a bid to bid.
All right, a bit of it. Which we did the same thing with the maintenance building. Well, it wasn't.
Not exactly.
That was.
And Kent and I are going to be discussing that proposal from Mullen Wheatman on Wednesday.
The one we had before.
We'll bring it back at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I think we started this in May, and now it's moving on until October, and we're not moving anywhere on this situation, so I'd like to try to push it closer to the top of the pile. 20A overlaid updates. Has Wagner after it.
Yeah, so I've been currently reviewing what Springfield has, and in looking at what they have, a lot of it we already have in our zoning resolution. Some of it is in our overlay. A lot of it is in our site plan / architectural review section. I think the main thing where we can add from Springfield to ours is their lighting. They have, like, how it has to face downward, maximum height for poles, stuff like that. Some things that we don't currently have. And so I'm kind of cross-referencing and thinking what should be in our overlay district and then what should be in our site plan / architectural review. That way it can benefit the entire township, not just one overlay area. And so by next meeting, I should have something to give to the board. So.
Yeah, that was that deadline, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. They do have, we really like their lighting, like I said.
Okay. So you'll be coming back to us with any recommendations or any updates or what needs to be done as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea because you're right, just not the overlay district, but there's a lot of different stuff going on, a lot of different stuff happening as far as buildings and permits and commercial stuff coming in. So we need to be consistent and we need to be in front of all of this.
Yeah.
So people don't come in and think one thing is the way it reads and then we can't change it during the middle of when somebody started the process. So we got to have the process in place before any of this happens and then we're again running behind on it.
Yeah.
So we'll wait to hear your report on that. I'm excited.
Okay.
Next meeting. Appointments to the JEDD and the Zoning Commission. We are going to be addressing that by the October 14th meeting. I'd like to have Trustee Herschel in on that conversation. But if there's anybody, I think, Barbara, if there's anybody maybe who's interested in listening, they can go online and fill out an application.
Yep, there's the ability to fill out an application and apply to play a role here at Monclova Township on those boards, our BZA, our zoning, and our JEDS and JED. So I asked in February Paul Rasmussen to apply. He did. He has as references Barbara Lang, Chuck Herschel, and the Toledo Lucas County Planning Commission, Tom Gibbons. He was employed by the City of Toledo as Director of Public Service. He was a Senior Area Manager of Municipal Services for Republic Services, and that included our district. And he was a Financial Analyst at GFL Services. I am more than willing to make the appointment to our Zoning Commission of Paul Rasmussen tonight. I don't need to wait for Chuck to come here, but I'm happy to have this discussion with Chuck. Sure. This is his application. It was done in February
2022. 2023. Oh, sorry, yeah. So both of you guys, you put down as references.
Yep. Harold could be a reference as well, because Harold spent a lot of time working with Paul. He would be
well.
A great addition to our Zoning Commission.
Yes.
I was thrilled that he said yes. The JED, I'm not prepared to act on tonight. I don't think there's anybody in our pile that's Kevin's not looking at me.
No.
That is a guaranteed fit like this in my mind, so I need to review them and see if anybody else needs to apply.
If they were interested in a particular board,
it's
as
marked.
You had asked, I put it at the end, so it'll be easy to put down
there. Well, I don't have any problem. I mean, Harold's a good, you guys know the players and the people a little bit more than I do at this point, so if you want to go ahead and make that appointment now, I don't have a problem if you want to do a motion. I appreciate Harold's input as far as conferring with you. And we could just put off the JEDD until October 14th. But I'd like to also put it out there, if anybody, why don't you explain what the JEDD is, so in case somebody's listening, they might, because you do.
Yes, right. Our Joint Economic Development District and our Joint Economic Development Zone have boards that manage those revenues collected in the tax district. The JEDS is probably a little bit different. The zone is a little bit different, but we have two of them, one associated with the airport and one associated with White House. And
how often do they meet?
It varies.
Okay.
There are meetings once a month, but they often get canceled because there isn't business to take care of. So, and they decide how revenue will be spent. So the White House JED board just decided to support the sewer project so that economic development could potentially happen.
So if anybody is out there, it goes online, there's applications, you can put your name in, put some references, some resumes, and the trustees would love to sit down and read it and get a good person to be sitting in that position. So if you want to make a motion for Paul, that's fine.
I move to appoint Paul Rasmussen to the Zoning Commission vacant seat starting October 1st, 2020. Nope.
I believe there's a motion in your packet.
That makes me go
to 15.
Sorry, it's on a computer, guys. Thank you. I move to appoint Paul Rasmussen as a board member of the Monclova. Oh, sorry. Nope.
No, this isn't it.
Nope. I move to appoint.
This one.
There we go. Sorry, guys. I move to appoint Paul Rasmussen as a regular member of the Monclova Township Zoning Commission, term commencing October 15, 2023 through October 14, 2028. Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Could we have action on the alternate?
That's what I was just.
Who? It's our, Chuck sent that. Who is our alternate, Kat? Kathleen.
It's Brian Chandley.
Chandley. I move to appoint Brian Chandley as the alternate member of the Monclova Township Zoning Commission, term commencing October 15th, 2023 through October 14th, 2024.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Blank?
Yes.
So we will put keep it on that about the JEDD appointment then, Kathleen. And keep us updated.
I'm sorry. I'm finally getting to it in the computer.
Okay. New business. Community center vacancies. Herschel.
I am the representative currently to the community center.
Yes, you are.
I think Chuck was exploring opportunities for us to use the community center space, and so an email went out to the community center asking, "Hey, what do you have available, and what are your rates?" So when I sat at the meeting, they do have an opportunity coming available in January. Their rates are based on terms of lease and size of the space, and they handle it on a one-off kind of situation. They don't have a rate sheet that they're going to hand me. So if we want to explore further the use of that building, we need to fill out an application, and that can be found online, and we can fill out an application and make it all happen.
So you think it's something the township would want to pursue, I guess we should be asking since it's on the agenda.
I'm not sure we're prepared to have that conversation right now. What I think, Trudy, is that we should probably fill out the application. It's October already,
mm-hmm.
and they would maybe like to have somebody lined up, and then we're first in line, right? And if they get somebody else, they can say to us, "Hey, we have somebody else looking at this space. Are you sure you want it?" And we can keep working our other track, make sure that all may or may not happen. I'm not sure we're prepared to talk about it tonight.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's, like you said, though, it's October. If they have an opening, somebody comes in, they're a solid business.
Yeah.
They say, "I want to sign the lease." I know with me, if somebody comes in, they're solid, they want to sign the lease, I don't hold my leases.
Right. Let's start the process with them.
Okay.
So how, Harold, do you want to start that process? Do you want to fill out that application?
Sure.
We can find out what it costs. We can.
So the reason we're inquiring about this is because
we may need extra space. I don't think we've determined that yet, Trudy, so I'm not prepared to talk about why we need the extra space. When we decide we need the extra space, when we have the conversations, then we can bring it to the public and talk about it. Right now, I think we can start the track of exploring more space. I know there's more space in Doug's area. I just mentioned the church that's for sale. There's more space. Harold is talking to Kent Buehler about creating space here. So we've got lots of tracks. It doesn't hurt us to start this track.
Okay.
And
they're aware of it. You
yes,
discussed it and
aware
talked
of it. Yep.
When you were there at their last meeting.
They told me to fill out the application.
Okay. While we're talking about the community center.
Oh, yeah, while we're talking about it, I asked you to put open house on the agenda.
Right. I was also...
Oh, sorry.
On the community center, since it's on the agenda, I want to promote the trunk or treat as far as them holding it from... It's in the monitor. Kathleen, thank you. The monitor was excellent. But it's mentioned in there about trunk or treat on the October 18th. Thank you, Scott. October 18th at the community center. So if they want to read more about the trunk or treat at the community center, it is in the monitor. And we also added under new business about the open house. Do you want to talk on that, or do you want to wait till...
Well, you can tell everybody, or Harold can, or Kathleen can. But do I want to tell everybody? I'm not in the planning process. Eric probably tell more. He knows, right? Somebody's coming with shots.
Yeah, Rite Aid's coming with shots.
Okay. Well, it's also listed in the monitor. But Doug, do you want to talk about the open house when we come down to your report? Do you want to mention it, or Harold?
I'm going to defer to Harold.
Okay. Harold.
I'm going to defer to Kathleen. She has a whole checklist. We've talked about it in our staff meeting. There are some exciting new things that we're doing this time around that we've never done before. And Kathleen probably has them all right off the top of her head.
Well, we're still adding people. This will be the first year that we've asked the library to attend. It's the first year that we're asking Nature Nursery to attend because we get a lot of phone calls about found an
owl. That's a great one.
All that stuff. I'm hoping that they'll bring a furry friend. So not 100%, but those calls have been made, and they haven't gotten back to me yet. Doug is bringing his mini horses, so we'll have a little area.
You have mini horses?
My kids do.
And they have names, RJ and Oscar.
Yes.
So we're super excited about that. Renting a tent so that we can have people underneath some shade for hot dogs and all that. Rochelle, it's confirmed. Rochelle from Public Services is going to provide the hot dogs. We're going to do chips, all that good stuff like we usually do.
We've invited Tarda to come, or at least provide information, since they're supposed to be providing services in the township.
Yeah.
They have an update November.
Thing. The OOPS.
Yeah, 811.
Is coming. Fire department's gonna have some fun things for kiddos, but also education. I don't have my list with me, but Ohio Compost. In fact, I talked with Craig Bauer today. Yeah, should be fun.
Yeah. And the trustees will be there. All three, and the administrator, Grim, and staff will be there to answer all the questions that everybody has to ask.
Huh?
We're going to do giveaways like we usually do, mums, that kind of stuff. Must be a township resident to win.
So it sounds like we're adding all the time.
Hit. Lang had apples 1 year, and people love that, so we're going to do that again.
Wow.
And there's going to be a trusty pickleball playoff.
Oh, my God. Let's make it at 10 o'clock at night, and I can bang on the lights.
And the park is closed that day, so there shouldn't be anybody on pickleball, but I'm probably going to do a sign like a few days ahead of time so people can anticipate that the park would be closed and they can't do pickleball. But even if they're there, they might have fun showing people their skills and what to do.
I'll bring my paddle and ball. Gavin, you'll be the grand champion. You'll be like whoever, the trustees. There's three of us. So.
But you have, I've never played it. I don't think you've ever played it.
I'm really bad.
All right, well, at least you and Chuck have played it. I've never picked up a racket.
Okay, so the community center is going to have a table, but no one from there may be able to be there the whole time. And so I said, and I can surely stand behind that table. I think I suggested they call you and tell you this.
Yeah, she mentioned it to me.
Okay.
There's another one. Awake can't be there, but they kind of have some shared experiences with Neighborhood Bridges. So they're just going to kind of talk about both programs and talk that up. So there's a few that there'll be some partnerships at the table.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to compliment Harold and Kathleen. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. We'd like to have a large turnout. A lot of work's going into this to promote the township, the fire department, the maintenance building, the parks. So if you know of anybody, I can't wait for the ponies. And we'll go ahead and promote it. It's actually on the monitor also on the front page, so everybody should be getting this shortly, Kathleen.
It went to the printer Friday.
Friday. So read it. A lot of good information in there. Okay. Anything else under new? I know we can't add it, but I want to make sure I didn't skip anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are now going on to zoning. Eric.
Okay. It's still pretty busy, in late summer, and still have new residents coming, you know, fences, pools, all that good stuff. Still have people asking questions like they always do. The rest of it's information. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
looks like there's a couple requests, and I don't want to say downsize. It's from the M1, which is what, heavy manufacturing.
Well, M1 is like light industrial office.
Okay.
To C2, which is general commercial.
Okay. So it looks like a few of them are. Is that a step down if it goes from M1 to C2?
A little bit. It's almost like, I mean, they're very similar. I mean, one of them's more commercial. One of them's more like light industrial, but they're not too far apart. But it's technically a step down.
Right. You know, it's how you judge things, right?
Yeah.
Any questions, Greg?
M1 could be closed during the evening. C2 is not going to be closed.
That's correct, right? Yeah.
I don't have any questions. Okay.
Anything else, Eric? We're good?
We're good, yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chief Matt. Busy.
Slowed down a little bit from the previous month, but did a total of 186 incident responses for the month of August. The breakdown of the different types was provided in the report. Don't have any action items for this evening. Update, we're finalizing the list of those options on the medic unit so that we're ready for a finalized price. About 30 to 60 days after that is when they anticipated for them to complete. And then Captain Bachman and myself went to Pierce earlier this month. We'll have a lot more information next month's report with that, but we finalized the drawing approval of the aerial ladder truck. They did tell us that they're anticipating our final inspection trip, which would be at the end of the construction of it, for May to June time frame.
So is that the anticipated delivery date, May to June, or is it just something that you're going to go up there and...
So we'll go up there and they have the truck out. We take the inspection team up there and go through it, blue taping anything that needs attention that we see that's an issue or a problem with it. They work on a little bit there at the factory, and then they will ship it down to the Atlantic shop in Findlay, Ohio, where the maintenance personnel down there will go through a punch list that Atlantic has along with Pierce, as well as take care of any items that weren't addressed at the factory.
So can you give an estimated when it's going to be in our building?
It really depends on when that final trip is. I mean, he gave May to June, so a couple weeks after we go up for the trip is what he said the punch list should take to get accomplished in that. So if we get to the beginning of May, hopefully by, you know, June to the end of June, that we would have it here for delivery. But as we get through the process, they're going to provide us weekly updates, pictures and updates in email, and see how the progress goes, and we'll go forward with probably, as we get a little into the process, have a little better estimated timeline for the completion of it.
So can you put that on your list to give us an update when we have department meetings so we know
Sure. What's
going on with the fire truck?
Mm-hmm.
And also on the ambulance, hopefully the ambulance will be moving along faster than the fire truck's going to be moving?
I'm hopeful that even potentially for the first meeting that I would have the finalized list for you rather than wait for the second meeting of the month, but so that we could have the committees worked on some suggestions that they made or recommendations that they made. We'll just talk about those recommendations, and the big thing will be it's kind of a blank canvas up there right now, so we have to design the lettering and graphics for it to come up with that.
Okay. Backing up, was that the fire truck or the ambulance?
It's for the ambulance.
Okay.
Part of the drawing approval that we did that was for the ladder truck, that was all part of it. So they're ready. They have every last bit of information that we supplied to them, and they're starting the process of the construction.
So when you send that down, they'll have that put on the ambulance, so be all ready. We really don't have to do much to the ambulance once they deliver it up here.
Correct.
Be all detailed or whatever.
The 30 to 60 days that the sales person estimated, After they get the list of options that we want for the factory to put those options in play and then have the graphics and everything done and delivered to the department.
Remember Chuck mentioned about paint and you said
no red paint. Not paying extra.
No. The two demos that we looked at, the Horton is complete. It's finished. The second one that was going to be ready in April from Demers was in mid-production, so they're separated, the body and the chassis, because the way the ambulance is built, they build the body, and then they work on the chassis, and then at some point they marry them together. That one was still in mid-production, which allowed for painting to still happen, but now...
So what's the one that you're looking at that we're getting sooner or later? It's just white?
It's painted all white right now, yes. So.
Okay.
It's just a matter of
forever and always.
putting our what they provided us was an option for using a wrap on it to give it the color, but it wasn't really a very cost effective option, as well as wraps, we still do have some narrow driveways and trees, road chips and that, so it doesn't hold up as well as a paint does, so it was quickly discarded by the committee. So we're working on just coming up with some graphics to match similar to what we have and lettering that we have on the medic units, as well as the other apparatus.
Keep the branding consistent?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions, Barbara?
No.
Okay. Roads and cemeteries.
Everything I have in my report is informational, so if you have questions, feel free to ask. We are pouring concrete on Thursday. And when we do that, in order to get around a short load charge, we are pouring concrete at the entrances of the pickleball court. So each pickleball court will have a 4-foot by 4-foot landing. So they don't transfer stones onto our painted surface. That's the big one. And when we're doing that, you can see in Harold's report that we're closing the pickleball courts to get all the wind screens up and get everything done.
I think you'll have a...
Mutiny?
You'll have a... They'll be calling for treason or your head on a stick if you close the pickleball court.
Should have told the sheriff they got to park there all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's needed, but I'm not looking forward to it. I will say that. So that Friday... So we go on Thursday. That Friday, our first thing on Friday is to get the windscreens up, pull forms, and let, because they can play while we're pulling forms. They can't really play while we're putting up windscreens. We tried. It's like playing Gladiator. Not real fun. So when that's done, they can have their courts back. So I'm hoping to have it first thing Friday morning for them. And we're just gearing up for leaf season. Our trucks are ready. We're ready. Oh, I got.
And are you in class or going to class?
Negative. No class.
Okay.
That's part of that.
Okay, I guess I'll hear about that later.
Great. I will have to say the maintenance department's working really hard. The only reason I know that is because I met with Doug today, because being a Monclova resident, I felt it was a gift to my children to buy some grave plots and lots and get things set up so it's not falling back on my kids, as far as if something happens, we're all not going to live forever. And so my husband and I sat down and we decided that we wanted to start making some planning. So I was out at the cemetery for 2 hours yesterday, taking notes, trying to picture I think I pretty well have narrowed it down. But the maintenance department is doing a thorough cleaning and scrubbing and power washing, so they're really gearing up for the open house, make sure everything is in place. So I appreciate the maintenance department. It's going to look great on October 14th, so appreciate that.
We appreciate you purchasing from our cemetery.
Yeah.
I've been talking about this for like 30 years, and you go out and do it.
I know a guy that can help you out.
She's laying where she wants to lay. Just be like, which floor do you have?
But I took pictures. I decided I didn't want to be by the ditch, and I don't want to be in the middle. So I ended up going over towards the maintenance building, but I wanted to be up on the front where the road noise is.
Yes, you are very, very fine.
But it is a good gift for anybody to plan this.
Yep.
Because there's nothing worse, and I'm sure Doug has seen it several times. Sudden, people are in. They have no idea. They have no clue. They have you know, what do I do? So I'm just saying, I lost my dad in June, but he was 93 and ready, but they had every single thing lined up. We had to do absolutely nothing. And I think if anybody has kids or relatives, you want to make sure you take whatever you can off of their plate and have it in place. So that's why I'm doing 4 lots in the cemetery. And it's a nice place. My husband said just cremate him and put him in the ocean and he'll be happy, but I guess whoever goes first is going to make these decisions. Okay. Harold.
Speaking of cemetery. back in 2017 bought one grave in Roth Cemetery for $400. They've decided they no longer need it and would like to sell it back to us. And according to the rules and regulations, graves that have been purchased cannot be resold except back to the township, subject to the approval of the Board of Trustees at the original price. So it's up to you. You want to buy it back?
Absolutely.
Trudy may want them.
It's only one. But I gotta let you know, it was 400 back then. So if anybody wants to get in on it, it's 600 now.
400
still for Monclova residents.
1200 for non-residents.
1200 for non-residents. So if anybody in Monclova, I'm sure prices are going to be going up. Things are always going up. So if you want to get in on the deal, I suggest you move quickly on your grave lots. I move to approve $400 for the purchase of grave 3 and lot 6 of section 9 in Roth Cemetery from Mark and Rebecca Dolph.
Yes.
I second that, but I'd like you to show everyone the map.
But you know what? The thing is, I like section 9. Section 9's on the fence line, right, Doug? In the back? Barbara. Okay.
All the roll. I was joking.
You're getting it.
Second, I know,
right?
Line,
on the motion line.
Yes.
Yes. It's no more fun when Chuck's not here.
It is.
Okay. Harold,
see the
pink?
The rest of my memo is information. I'd be happy to answer any questions. One item of interest, I had a conversation with Captain Lutke last week. And we're nearing the end of our first year with the flock safety cameras. And so he and I are going to be having a conversation about that in the next month or so. Whether the township is interested in continuing that, I don't know what that's going to look like. The first year was covered by a grant that was obtained by the sheriff. So I don't know what that's going to look like when we sit down next month or the month after to talk about it, but just wanted to make you aware of that.
Should that be put on under new business or discussion?
I'll bring it back when it's time.
Okay.
When it's time.
Anything else, Harold?
No, I don't think so. We're the... We're getting a lot closer to having a crossing for Van Fleet Ditch for the sledding hill. It's going back to Doug's original idea. He found a company that makes bridges, and you can buy the, it's a like an erector set.
It's a giant aluminum erector set,
exactly what it is.
And, so we've been around and around with the county engineer 2 or 3 times with it, and they have finally talked to the company that makes those bridges. They want a little bit heavier duty version than what we were looking at, but it looks like we're getting very close now to having something that will work.
If we're talking about sledding hills, I did have one other question concerning the sledding hills since you brought it up. I was out at the German festival, and Jerusalem Township and Oregon were out there. The fire personnel were out there, and they have the nicest looking gator with cots on it and another one with fire hoses. Does our fire department, because obviously, if you're going to get it to the sledding hill at this point, you're not going to be driving an ambulance across it. Harold, yes? No? But
no,
you can't get back that way anyway, so I don't know. Does the fire department have anything in a transport as far as Gator?
We don't currently. We have the joint unit that was donated between from Johns Manville that we need to have some evaluation of the engine done on it that's having some problems.
Well, since we brought up the sledding hill, could it be something that the fire department could look into? Because I wouldn't feel comfortable opening that sledding hill up.
It is definitely on our radar as far as how we were going to access it. We've talked a little bit about the Gator and that they have there that would be available for use. Our plan, you know, depending on what that comes back wise, repair wise, on the Gator of the Manville donated to the fire departments. Because we were looking at using some type of apparatus like that as far as some of the Metro Parks areas here off of the Cannonball Prairie and that has the trails and that aren't accessible by our vehicles. So the need for some of that, as well as we do have quite a few events that would come helpful for.
Yeah. So you might want to look into that, though, because how long have we had the thing from John Mansfield? How long is it? How long have you acquired it?
I'm not off the top of my head.
Year, 2 years,
It's been here a few years. There was always a hang-up as far as it was supposed to be a joint effort between White House and Monclova, and White House didn't have anything that they could fund towards it. So if we wanted some of the repairs, it was going to bear all on us.
Yeah.
We did budget one in maintenance. It's on our this coming budget. The idea of that is to keep big trucks off the stone, do our stuff that we have to do, but in the event, it would be ready for them if they need it until they figure something out.
I didn't realize when you said the bike, I never thought, what happens if somebody's on Monclova and they trip and fall, you know, rollerblading, and how do you get them off the trail?
The bike trails are wide enough and paved that they're accessible by emergency vehicles, and we have responded to incidents in the middle of them. So the bike trails it's more of the trails at the Cannonball Prairie Metro Park are not paved or stone or anything. They're just natural. So the ability to get something back there to them potentially. So.
Okay, so it might be a good idea to try to find a all-purpose type vehicle, because if I go sledding over there, I want to make sure somebody comes over and gets me if I'm there in the snow. So.
But we'll get you.
On a stretcher carrying us out, right?
Yeah.
Toboggan. Yeah, pull behind a snowmobile if you've ever been sledding. People get hurt and that snowmobile runs and the fumes behind there.
We'll hitch up the mini horses. And
we'll send in a Saint Bernard.
The mini horses before you.
I want to see this. I am in.
Let's do a dry run.
Yeah, we could practice.
And then we can take her right to the cemetery plot.
On the 14th, we'll start in the back and that's where we'll end up at the cemetery.
How about the Clydesdales?
Oh, free.
Okay.
There are many Clydesdales.
Okay. Anyways, is there any other... I hope you've enjoyed the meeting tonight.
It's been much better.
It's not so serious. It's fun. I enjoy this job. You know, just to let you know, I'm sure Barbara does too. And people don't realize that there's a lot of hours that are spent in researching different stuff, different what's needed for the township. So I just want to... Barbara, you do a lot of work. You know, a lot of homework. You come up with great ideas, the emails and that. So, you know, I just want people to know the trustees are looking at what's best for the township. And we take our job up here seriously, even though tonight you might not realize this.
Right. We're having a little bit of fun because Chuck isn't here to stomp us down.
Okay. And Tom, you got any more public comment or questions related to the agenda? Karen, any questions?
I do, actually.
Okay.
What are the hours for the open house?
11 to 1.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Whatever that says.
11 to 2.
11 to 2 will be open house. Opportunity to check the pickleball courts at Keener, meet our new road superintendents, have kiddos participate in demonstrations with the fire department. You have hot dogs, snacks by Republic Services. The staff will be here. It says This is a good one, though. Lucas County Auditor Anita Lopez's office will be there to be available to answer any of your property valuations. So if somebody has a problem with what they feel their house may be worth, it's their great office to work with. I've done it before where they've been at the libraries. According to the thing, Anita will have a representative there. So if you've got a question concerning that you think your property tax is too low or too high, come out. It's a great one. Rite Aid will be there providing flu shots. And if you like, Karen, you can take a picture of this since it's not out yet.
I will.
The front of the monitor.
I have two more questions.
Sure.
She goes forward.
Okay. So I know you're talking about board openings, and obviously Paul Rasmussen and Brian Chandley, who I can't remember how to spell either name, but I'm sure you have it. What are the other boards that actually have openings? Because you mentioned the JED, but I wasn't sure which boards actually have openings right now.
It's the JEDD.
It's the JEDD, and it's the White House JEDD. And we can give you a list of the rotation. You know, that sometimes someone has to resign for some reason, so the rotation gets out of order, but we can let you know when all the board slots need filled.
So
okay.
It's the
so
White House.
All right now, then.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Just the Zoning Commission and then the JEDD one.
Right. They're very scheduled.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if you want to put that in there, that we're looking. And you might want to spell what the JEDD stands for, because
yeah.
I always love it when they say these things and Trudy goes, what? When they use all the initials and abbreviations. Third question.
That's it.
Oh, I thought you said he had three.
Just how to spell their names, but I'll ask later.
Okay.
My computer's
that's
down.
Kathleen.
I can tell you.
Tom, we good? You want to sit on any boards, Tom?
For me?
You want to sit on any boards?
I've done my time, thank you.
Okay.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.